Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And today we want to welcome our guest, playwright and Emmy Award nominated TV writer. I'm so impressed.
It just happened last week.
Matt Hoverman is his name.
Yay!
It's so exciting. It's really exciting.
Everyone's excited in my apartment, thank you.
Yeah, everyone who you live with is really excited.
All one of them, yeah.
Yeah, cat, dog. How can people find out about you and your work?
Well, I have two websites. One is matthoverman.com, M-A-T-T-H-O-V as in Victor, E-R-M-A-N.com. And the other one is createyourownsoloshow.com because I also teach classes in helping people tell their own stories on stage.
Ooh. Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
I like that.
Cool. Yeah, that's really interesting. All right, well, let's just go into it. Logan, what's our first question?
Sure. I run a team meeting every Wednesday morning, and there's one guy who arrives 15 to 20 minutes late every time. Interrupting the meeting is one thing, but he always sits down and says, "Sorry, I'm late. What did I miss?" It drives me crazy. How do I handle this meeting disruptor?
Ew. Mm. I hate these kind of people.
Yeah. Well, I have a story about this.
Oh, you do?
Yes, can I?
Oh, sure.
All right. When I was in grad school, we had to meet. We were teaching, and we had to meet with our advisor at a certain time. And the only time when we could do it was early in the morning. I wanted to do it another time. Everybody else was like, "No, no, we're going to do it now," which was fine. And then this one woman would come, and I'd always be on time. And this one woman would come 20 minutes late every time. You'd have to recap the material, and while she was sitting there, she would do her makeup.
Oh my God!
And this drove me insane. And so one day I'd had it, and I decided I brought my shaving cream and razor. And I waited till she got there and shaved when she started doing it.
Oh.
So that's my advice, is shave.
And what happened?
Did she say anything?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, she was outraged, you know. Yeah. You know, people like that, they don't really take responsibility. Yeah. They don't take
responsibility. They're totally unconscious.
Exactly.
Well, I think that late people like this are attention seekers. That's my unprofessional opinion. I don't know if that's actually accurate.
I think that is certainly part of the game. Absolutely.
They just need attention.
Well, they need attention, and as Matt is saying, they're very unconscious, they're very unaware, and they always think that they're going to get to the meeting on time this time. I think often they tell themselves that, but they're time optimists and rather self-absorbed, and so when they arrive late, they're just, "Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry."
And they're not sick of themselves.
No, not in the very least. I mean, no, they also assume that everyone wants to update them.
Yeah, see, that's it's self-centered.
Super narcissistic.
And it's attention-seeking. I mean, I don't know if this is her boss or this is just a lowly coworker. I don't know who this is. But to me, if it's, you know, her boss or somebody of importance, I would just, you know, ask somebody in the group to be a note-taker for him. So when he walks in and says, "Hey, everybody, what I miss," you can just say, "Here, we took notes for you."
Yeah.
Oh, what a good idea.
That's a great idea.
But if he's not important...
If he's not important, then what? Dress him down, baby.
Yeah, then you have to have a private meeting and say, "What's your problem?"
Yeah.
What's your problem?
That's taking
he
the
He walks into
road.
The room.
Is that how you start the conversation?
Oh.
Single white, like an interrogation.
No, you say, "We need to talk." That's always a scary line for people.
And what happens when they come in late to that meeting?
And says, "What did I miss?"
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, that's so true. You're absolutely right. All right, well, I'm wrong.
No.
I think that's excellent.
I think, from the psychological point of view, to me, the key here is that you cannot let this person rattle your chains. So in other words, meeting disruptors, and such as the woman who put makeup on at that meeting, they do it to everyone. And I think the challenge, if you're the person running the meeting, is that you think that they're destroying you, your meeting, your thing on purpose. You really think that they're trying to hurt you in some way. So to me, the first part of this is you got to cool down and calm down. Keep calm and carry on yourself and realize there's nothing personal about this behavior. The individual is very self-absorbed and needing attention. And you don't want to react that way. You know what I mean? You don't want them to
you don't want to rise to
that you are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I sometimes have this with teaching where I'll have a student who just always consistently comes late to class. And in the past, I would be tempted to start late. You know, well, let's wait till everybody gets here. Mm-hmm. You know, what's your advice on that?
No.
Obviously, you're right. Yeah. I stopped doing that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the person really controls you. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So then if it's a subordinate, if it's somebody who just should be at this meeting, but they're really not threatening to you professionally, what do you do? What do you say?
Can't you just say, we're going to continue. Here's the agenda. So look at the items that we have covered so far. We're going to continue. And if you'd like to speak to someone after the meeting, they'll catch you up on what happened.
Right. Okay. So you never take them aside and say, listen, you're disruptive to my meeting. I would appreciate it if you
I think you could at some point.
Yeah, but it wouldn't matter.
But you have to expect that they're going to do this. It's, at least that's my experience. And I don't have coworkers like this, but I have friends and some family members who have this tendency, and you can't let them ride your train.
Yeah,
and sometimes even maybe confronting them about it, even to the side, is sort of giving energy to them. It sort of creates a crisis that they can then be a part of. I sometimes find that, like, if I just ignore, I mean, if I just keep barreling forward with the class, I mean, you know, it's like, okay, you know, you've missed what you've missed.
Yeah.
Then they feel minimized, and then they want to be on time versus
it
like,
the
let's
wind
take
out
it
of their
aside
sails.
And you kind of, let's talk about this. Oh, then they'll come in late and be like, well, I'm sorry I'm late.
You know, right, like, right, right.
I know you don't.
You're right. Yeah, they just need more. It's just the attention seeking. That's really what it is, right?
So don't give it attention.
Yeah, I have it in friends too. It's dreadful.
It's crazy making. So you set a boundary with friends. What I've learned is I say, I'm going to go in. Let's say it's the movie theater. It's a classic place to be kept waiting, right? So I'll go in. If you're not here by whatever the time, I will go in and you'll find a way to find me.
Right. With their ticket.
Yeah.
You never want
to buy a
ticket.
Don't offer to buy tickets for someone like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
For a late person, yeah. All
it's
right.
It's tricky.
Well,
yeah, don't depend on them.
I like that question. We have another question, Logan?
Yes. What do you do when you're on the phone with the client and you can tell he or she is totally distracted? I have one client call where I can always hear the other person typing in her computer, shuffling papers, and moving around the office. When I ask her a question, she says, say that again.
I do that. I mean, I'm not always distracted, but there are some people that bore me. And I will, you know, start answering emails, checking our numbers on Amazon. I mean, I will definitely.
Right. Well, if you're the person who is restless, I would say just hit the mute button on your phone if you can.
Right.
I'm sorry. Say that again. I got distracted. I was
We are in the age of distraction. So this, I think, is a very real question. And this, too, can really take a toll. But if you're someone who feels like people don't listen to you, this can really set you off.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. In my situation, I would say one thing you could do is just say, it sounds like you're really busy right now. Shall we schedule this call for another time? Or let's just do 5 quick minutes of going over the major points, and then I want to let you get back to your work.
Yeah, I think you have to get this person's attention somehow. You have to somehow say something exotic or something that's going to
be rattling. Could you send cartoons over to their email?
You could
start conversing with them online at the same time. Can you believe what that guy's saying on the phone?
Just tweet at them.
That's not a bad idea. Tweet at them. Post a Facebook.
Yeah, are you on Facebook right now?
Right, exactly. That's good. I would just want to say something outrageous, like, I don't know if you heard, but my department just got a big award. We're going to be receiving $6 million. What about you? Or just something ridiculous. That
catch their attention.
Something ridiculous. Yeah, something outrageous.
So use humor to kind of diffuse the situation.
That's usually my call, but it doesn't always work. But yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think I think we are all distracted and we all like to multitask and we think we're paying attention when we're not.
Yeah.
But I also think that, I don't want to say this person is boring because they may not be. It just could be that this person they're talking to is very distracted. But in general, a lot of business schools are quite boring.
Yeah. So do you say, am I boring you?
I don't think so.
No.
I think you just got to step up your game.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, take a look at your own preparation for the call.
Right.
You could do that. That's good. Maybe you open with some questions to get them engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what?
Are you on Facebook?
What are you doing right now?
What are you wearing?
But I think if you say something a little outrageous or a little funny... Yeah. Then they're listening. They're listening up for more.
Well, one of the things that I, you taught me this, Kathy, because for years we ran business strategy groups, and so we had to call people and enroll them. And believe me, they were not interested
they
in talking
not.
To us. So a lot of times I would just listen to the social cues, like, oh, God, you sound really harried right now. What's up? And I asked them a little bit about their current reality, and that would get some attention.
I have this really old trick. It's really old because I was taught in sales training years ago how to sell. And you're supposed to look at yourself when you're on the phone in a mirror. I have a mirror that's right in front of me. And
dear God, really? That's horrifying.
What? Well, see, it's
why?
A little
I mean, not for you, but for me.
Because you want to make sure that you're using a lot of expression and that you're smiling and that your energy is up when you're talking on the phone. And that's what you see in the mirror.
Yeah.
So it actually works.
Interesting.
You know, it's a little narcissistic.
Well, you know, that's so interesting. When I work with my students on telling their stories to an audience, it's like rehearsing a scene where the scene partner isn't there for rehearsal. And then you get there and they're different every night. And a lot of times you look out in the audience and you'll just see people frowning horribly at you.
Yeah.
And those people will come up after and go, oh, it was love. I loved it. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
You know? But I always say to them, look and see the person that you wish them to be in them, and you will call that out of them. So,
oh wow!
So you imagine them as you imagine them as a fun, responsive audience, you know, and then that will come out of them if you just keep seeing
that's brilliant.
Versus getting, because I think I can get very intimidated by silence on the phone.
Yeah,
you know, you ask a question, and then there's a pause.
Yeah,
and immediately all my worst insecurities rush to fill that
pause.
Yeah,
right.
They hate me. Yeah. They don't want
to
talk.
That
to
was
me.
The wrong thing to say. So yeah, I think if we can, you know, do a little acting exercise, and as if like they're fabulously interested in what I have to say.
So if someone says "say that again," then you just say "thank you so much for asking me to clarify."
Yeah.
Here we go. Endow them with a capability that you wish they had.
Yeah,
that's not a bad idea.
This is a tough one though.
It's ongoing. I think this is that, and that's the other thing. Again. Don't take it personally. This is part of life. This is certainly part of everyday life. And also, some people don't do phone well, I think. I do.
It's true, yeah.
I really do. I have people who've told me that. I'm not good on the phone. So I would say for those individuals, you may want to find another way of communicating. Facebook, possibly. Or
Skype.
Skype.
Yeah.
Possibly. Mm. Or maybe they just want the visual materials and you send it to them and then you have a really fast call just to go over it.
I think some great advice. I appreciate all of these ideas. Okay, so that's it for this segment of My Crazy Office.
Yeah. It's over already? This has been so fun.
You'll have to do it again with me.
You've got to come back. So just tell us again where people can find you.
MattHoverman.com and CreateYourOwnSoloShow.com.
Terrific.
Thanks so much. And join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.